You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 8. I read, "He that diggeth a pit shall fall into it, and whoso breaketh an edge, a serpent shall bite him." At first look, I was wondering, why will somebody fall into a pit he dug? Because I've seen people digging pit. They don't fall into it. So how can the scripture says, "He that digs a pit shall fall into it"? And then I receive understanding. The Lord is simply showing us here that every evil you are planning for another person, you are actually planning it for yourself. Every form of destruction you are hoping and wishing for another person, you are actually wishing it for yourself. If you think you are setting trap to destroy somebody, you will end up destroying yourself. Never seek the downfall of another man. Never seek the downfall of your brethren. When you sought such, it is yourself that you are seeking to destroy. Whatever evil you are planning for another person, you are the one that will experience that evil. This is scriptures. So be very careful. You may say, "But somebody planned evil and executed it." You don't understand. Every evil you are planning, you will experience it. Every evil. "He that killed by the sword shall die by the sword." But there is mercy. You can repent today because of Jesus Christ. But I need to warn you based on scriptures that he that did get a pit shall fall into it. Be very careful. I remember an old man took me one day, and while he was driving, he said, "Shegun, whatever you are doing it for yourself." I think a year or so after, this man died. But that word has remained with me. He said, "Everything you are doing it for yourself." You may think, "Oh, you are serving people. Oh, you are doing this." But in reality, everything we are doing, did you know that we are doing it for ourselves? Everything we are doing. You are going to be the first beneficiary of everything that you are doing. If you are doing good, you will be the main beneficiary of that good that you are doing. If you are a giver, do you know that it is yourself you are helping? Jesus said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." You know, we want to receive. But Jesus told us that it is actually better to be a giver than to be a receiver. So you may think, "Oh, you are doing favor by being a giver." No. You are actually being favored by being the giver. But then there is also the second part. He says, "And whoso, it means you may be a pastor, you may be a general overseer, you may be a bishop, an apostle, synod, all kinds of things. It does not matter who you are. Whosoever breaketh an edge, a serpent shall bite him." There are always serpents. What keeps us from serpent is the edge of the word of God. When you begin to transgress the word of God, you make your life vulnerable to Satan. Did you know that as a result of sin, you can bring trouble upon your marriage? You can bring trouble upon your children. You can bring trouble upon your children, upon your wife, or upon your husband, because you have opened up the door for the serpent. As long as we walk in the word of the Lord, there is an edge that protects us, that does not give the serpent room to bite us. The serpent is always on that other side of the edge. That is why Satan is doing everything for you to transgress, for you to begin to live in disobedience, to backslide into sin, to backslide into worldliness, because there are serpents that are waiting to bite you. So you see that whatever you do for others or against others, or against yourself, you are still the one that will reap it. I pray you will be wise in Jesus' name. Thank you for listening. For inquiries, please reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.